Hello, friends. A man just had a severe heart operation. And when he opened his eyes, the nun in the hospital said to him, "Sir, I hate to ask at a time like this, but do you have insurance?" The man replied, "No." "Well, do you have enough cash to pay your bill?" The man replied again, "No, ma'am." "Do you have any relatives that can help you to pay the bill?" And the man replied, "Yes, I have a sister who is a nun, but she is a spinster." The nun said to the man, "She is no spinster. She is married to the Lord." And the man replied to the nun, "Well, then send the bill to my brother-in-law." This is just a joke. The point of the joke is, don't send your medical bills to the Lord, but send your prayer requests to the Lord, who cares for each and every one of us, right? Send all your prayer requests to the Lord, who cares for each and every one of us. You know, last weekend I talked to you about how during this Advent season, we are waiting in hope, looking forward to the Lord who is coming. Both during this Advent time and at Christmas and at the end times. You know, I talked about three comings. Anybody remember that? First coming? First coming happened 2,000 years ago, where Jesus came to save us from all our sins. And he promised that he will come again to judge the living and the dead at his final coming. But in between his first coming and final coming, there is a coming that Jesus comes to us in the daily events of our lives, especially whenever we celebrate the sacraments of the church. Jesus is present with us. So when Jesus, let us talk about the coming here and now. When Jesus comes to us, how do we recognize him? Do we recognize him and do we recognize his love for us? And that's what we are going to reflect on this second Sunday of Advent liturgy. You know, today's gospel talks about John the Baptist. As we all know, John the Baptist was the final prophet, one who announced and prepared the way of the Lord. So before he prepared the way of the Lord, John the Baptist went to the desert. Why he went to the desert? The desert is the place where we can find time alone with the Lord. You know, the desert experience is a beautiful experience. We all have to have that desert experience. You know, today we are living in a busy world. We are leading a busy lives, right? We are all the time going and going and going. There is no stop for that going. We all have things to do, so many things in our families, in our personal life. And we all volunteer for the community activities. Appleton is a wonderful area. People are volunteering for the community activities. We are going, we are busy. You know, even after retirement, people are really busy today. I see that Whenever I talk to the parishioners, I could tell how busy they are, you know, taking the grandchildren to the sports activities, right? So even if you are retired, you are busy nowadays. So the point I wanted to make is, in this busy world, we all have to take a time out to be alone with the Lord every day in a few moments of our lives. And that is the desert experience. That's what John the Baptist had before he went among the people to prepare the way of the Lord. You know, in our parish, we do First Friday Adoration. How many of you are aware of that? First Friday Adoration, we have every first Friday of the month. Nobody is aware of that? Yes, very good. So come to that. You know, if you are busy on that first Friday, come anytime to church. The church is always open for you. Come and sit down in front of the tabernacle. Jesus is there. You know, we all have desert areas in our lives, right? Loneliness, depression, anxiety, so many problems we have. Come and sit down in front of the tabernacle where Jesus is giving us peace of mind and heart. You know, when you come to sit before the tabernacle, before Jesus, that refreshes our soul. We feel the refreshment. So you feel that strength, you feel that peace when you sit down in front of the tabernacle before Jesus. So we all need that in the midst of our busy lives. We all need that peace, inner peace into our lives. So take a moment every day. If you can't make it to church, stay home and where you can be alone with the Lord. You know, when we have friends, what do? We constantly communicate with the friends and we grow in the friendship and we develop our friendship with the friends, right? So in the same way, in order to develop our friendship with the Lord, we have to constantly communicate with what we have in our heart. And that gives us peace, that gives us strength in our heart. So that really makes a difference, dear friends, in our lives. You know, when you sit down and talk to the Lord, like you talk to your friend, you grow in your friendship with Jesus and you develop that friendship with Jesus Christ. You know, at the end of the world, the Lord is going to ask us, how did you develop your friendship with Jesus? A relationship with the Christ is so essential today. So even in the midst of your busy lives, take a moment, especially during this Advent season as we are preparing our hearts and minds to prepare the way of the Lord. Take a moment in the midst of your busy lives and develop your friendship with the Lord. And second thing I would like to talk about, John the Baptist prepared himself in the desert to have a desert experience before he prepared the way of the Lord. And then after he prepared himself, he went among the people and he preached about repentance, how people have to change their old former ways of life to the new life. Because Christ the Savior is coming, so you have to prepare your heart. So coming to our lives, you know, how are we preparing our hearts spiritually? You know, how are we journeying in our spiritual life? We all have to check out our soul every day. You know, how am I on the right track in my life journey? Am I on the right track in my spiritual life? You know, there is a lot of disorder in the lives of all of us. There is a lot of chaos in the lives of all of us. There is a lot of rough roads in the lives of all of us. So bring all that rough roads and disorder in the Advent season and make straight our paths. That's what John the Baptist called the people before Jesus coming to the repentance and ask them for the forgiveness of sins. So we are all called to check out our soul every day during this Advent season. Make an opportunity to come to church. We have this Advent reconciliation service this coming Thursday at 6:30. Make use of this opportunity. Clear your soul. Make a good confession. You know, to be a better person, we need to check out our soul once in a while. At least once a year or twice a year. How am I leading my life? How am I living my spiritual life? Am I on the right track? Make straight your path of life. So John the Baptist is calling the people of Jesus' time. So we have to reflect, how am I living my spiritual life? Am I on the right track in my life? To order my life on the right track. So make use of this opportunity this Thursday. Come to the parish and make confession. We have three more priests beside me are going to be sitting down for you to hear your confession. Make a good confession, and that would be a prepare your heart for the great feast of Christmas. You know, our Lord promised one day he will come again to judge us, to judge the living and the dead. So we all need to prepare our soul for that. But we never know when we die. I'm not scaring you, but anytime, even the people are in 30s or 40s are dying nowadays, we don't know when we will have a heart attack, right? I'm not scaring you, I'm just warning you. Just prepare your heart anytime, neither the day nor the hour, the Son of Man will come to judge us. So how are we trying to change our lives from the former sinful way of life to the new way of life? How am I transforming lives in Christ? So we are called to reflect, especially during this Advent season. And so let me finish my homily with this following prayer. Lord Jesus, come. Fill us with the hope and fill us with your love. We need your love because we have an empty space in our hearts. We need your peace, Lord, because we are in void. We need your grace, Lord, because we are filled with your graces every time when we come to celebrate the sacraments of the church. Fill us with the hope and love. And help us to look forward to your coming in love. And help us to love you wholeheartedly in the midst of our busy lives. In the midst of our crazy lives. And help us to change our lives from the former ways to the newness of life. And to change as a better person and better Christian and a better Catholic in our lives. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us all stand and profess.